are back in order, continuing our hearing of yesterday on House Bill 360. Representative Kopanen.
The memorandum from Representative Pichot's office states that one wording, but the wording in the bill as presented to us is that to locate a prison facility or to contract for the operation of a halfway house or other rehabilitation program in the area represented by the community council. In other words, a two.
It's got restitution. What?
Yeah, I mean, you're proposing to substitute this for
yes.
This.
The proposal is to substitute that. The language is very broad.
This is
it covers
the term.
It covers. It'll be a little difficult on the tape if everyone's having conversations. The language is as broad as possible to include all sorts of prisons and residential facilities. If there are problems with the language, let's discuss it. Mr. Kopanen.
You're proposing the language here in the memorandum sans the word community.
That's correct.
Thank you.
My motion?
Yes, sir.
Well,
Mr. Chairman, I move to the adoption of Amendment Number 1, as Mark and Marcia take from Pusho's office.
Discussion?
Pusho?
Do you wish to discuss the word community?
Pusho.
If you're planning to make amendments to judiciary, we're on the record. This would be certainly a useful time to save yourself some work in judiciary. Mr. Kopanen?
I would move further to see that we strike the word community from the amendment.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Bruenberg?
I think that language was suggested by corrections my only concern is community. There are several bills, and we haven't taken them up yet in judiciary. We have in the Hess Committee. And I think that it's called it. My recollection is it's called a community. Oh, here we go.
Excuse me, but let's just have our testimony, and then we'll call the witness.
Okay, I defer. I don't know.
Nelson, would you care to join us at the table? Would you state your name for the record, please, and then we have a question for you.
My name is Cynthia Nelson with the Department of Corrections.
Thank you very much. On line 2 of the quote that's before you in section number 1, committee questions and suggestions to amend House Bill 360, we have a reference to the operation of a prison facility or community residential facility. There's a discussion taking place as to whether the word community residential facility as opposed to simply residential facility would somehow be preferable to the department, that is to have the word community in there. My thought or the thoughts of certain members was to take the word community out such that any residential facility, irrespective of how it may be defined in the future or today, would be included. Other members are concerned that by just saying residential facility, it violates the department's language. Do you have any comment on that?
Mr. Chairman, in the terminology that is currently in place in our current regulations for the Department of Corrections, community residential facility means any facility other than a correctional facility.
Mr. Chairman, that the term is community residential facility. That's a term of art, isn't it? Specifically
right.
With the word community.
Right. And I fear that if the word, and it indicates that these are people who are residing within the community that are going out to work or going to education on education furlough or that type of a program. That's why it says community residential.
What if they're not doing any of those things, but they are residing there?
It would still be a community residential facility.
That's the term for the facility.
It's just sort of a broadened name for a halfway house.
What sort of a residential facility is not a community residential facility?
Prison.
What sort of facility is not a prison nor a community residential facility?
There would not be any.
Well, if the members want to accept it, that's fine with me. To me, it's simply, you know, a term of art is only a term of art because it happens to be written that way in the law and should. I certainly don't agree with you that it has any meaning, but
yeah,
the members of the committee. Representative Kopanen.
I withdraw my amendment.
Any further objections or comments on this language? Language is adopted. Number two, the question arose as to whether or not Pat, you want to speak to us?
I think the question arose on page 3, lines 15 through 18, on requiring DOT to provide community councils, in addition to several other entities, advance notice on their plans for public construction projects. The question that was raised is, we put time frames on most of the other notification processes in here. Shouldn't we have a time frame relative to the DOT process? We went back and looked at the whole statute, several of the points which are located in right above there in points 1 and 2, subsections A1 and A2. Neither of those had time frames, and we, after playing with it a little bit, and we thought, boy, we're going to go a lot further in 3 than we have already in existing statute relative to municipalities and village councils, and that the problem theoretically could still exist, but perhaps in practicality they're going to provide their plans in advance.
So given the fact that the Department of Transportation is required to provide notice in subsections A1 and 2, it's the position of the sponsor that the same arrangement will be suitable for 3 and no amendment is necessary. Mr. Gruenberg?
This was my question and I was way off base. I withdraw it. Let's
Moving on to number 3, note for the record that we have amended House Bill 360, page 3, lines 4 and 5, to add the words, or ordinance of the department's plans to locate or to contract for the operation of a prison facility or community residential facility in the area represented by the community council, that we've deleted on page 3 from the beginning of line 3 through the end of line 5, all language, and replaced it with the language I just quoted. Moving on to number 3 on this page, page 1, line 15, the issue of whether the word meeting might possibly refer to a community council meeting rather than a board meeting was raised. Yes, sir.
Was there, I don't think there was a vote. That was a
unanimous consent was asked and given. Thank you. Would the members like to see the word ABC board, or just simply board? I guess ABC board would be the logical thing, inserted before the words meeting on line 14 and again on line 15 to clarify what meeting. Comments by members of the committee on the record? No comments by members of the committee? Does anybody wish to move that amendment?
I'll move the ABC board.
Is there any, would you ask unanimous consent?
I think if you want to, I think it'd be sufficient just to say board.
Well, if we're going to make the amendment, why don't we just say ABC board and, it says the board shall meet, okay.
We'll say the board meeting then.
Sure, all right. That's the amendment, to insert the word board before meeting lines 14 and 15. By Representative Phillips, unanimous consent has been asked. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the word board is inserted before the word meeting on line 14 and 15.
Column number 4?
Of page 1. Moving down to number 4.
I think Pat should be one answering that.
Just a note. I am going to assume that unless someone in this committee gets in touch with the department and arranges a different fiscal note, that the fiscal note that is with the bill is the fiscal note that will move with the bill. No bill is going to move out of the committee without a fiscal note. If the sponsor or members of the committee have engaged in some conversation that suggests the fiscal note should be changed, this would be the time to discuss it. Mr. Phillips.
Did you get a hold of the Federation on that?
Did you get a hold of the Federation?
I did not personally get a hold of the Federation.
I talked to the Federation, but I did not talk to them about this. I talked to them about a couple of other things, including
Yeah, because they have a monthly newsletter that circulates, and they can insert that.
They can and they do, and the problem, of course, is
it is monthly, and that's been one of the problems with
but
the
ABC
board, that it's...
But they also, when there's a planning and zoning change, also sent out notices, like in my neck of the woods, about a planning and zoning change, too. So they, I mean, they do special mailings, what I'm saying, aside from the newsletter.
Well, Randy, I'd like to request respectfully that you get in touch with them, and if they can meet the schedule set out by Mr. Porcho's bill, or have him get in touch with
them.
Well,
I'd rather have the sponsor. I don't want to...
See, we do talk in terms of 10-day time frames, and it does, it would put a big burden. The second part, as you can see in four, is on reflection. Whereas Anchorage is blessed, you might say, with a federation, other communities don't have that. We have three people, I believe, down at the federation headquarters, and, you know, they have printing machines, and other communities would not have that advantage of that. Mr. Chairman, if we might proceed to five, because of the fiscal note, five does is a follow-up of fiscal note reduction. We had talked about maybe reducing the fiscal note to zero to avoid finance referral. We did do some checking into that.
With all due respect, I'm not going to work to reduce the fiscal note to zero to avoid any referral.
I was rushed yesterday. Obviously, we can't avoid a referral. But what I was told, and I don't know if you were there, we were talking about 172, that any bill with any kind of a fiscal impact has not much chance of passing now because we've used up the money for new legislation. That's not true?
That is not true. We passed two more today, but one fiscal note and one appropriation bill today. These have to be reconciled at the end, but there is no firm cap on new legislation.
Turn that off.
Okay, well, what I'm concerned about, our own fiscal note instead of $1,500 for ABC.
Well, with due respect to the Finance Committee Chairman, we have often zeroed fiscal notes in the Finance Committee.
Would it help at all if CNRA did?
I would hesitate to recommend that course of action.
You don't? Okay, unless if you did, I'd be prepared to make a motion, but if you don't, I don't care.
I can't imagine how we could make a motion to zero out a fiscal note that exists.
You just do your own. That means you don't allocate any extra money.
I think you should do that in judiciary.
Okay.
We'll go with the will of the sponsor.
Now we just recess for a second. Would you turn that off for me?
Mr. Chairman, in answer,
you do that in judiciary.
I'm fully prepared in Finance Committee, for example, speaking for myself, to recommend a lower fiscal note.
Fine, you take care of it.
Yeah, I guess Max, too, the other reason why the other reason why it strikes me as impossible is because Representative Kopanen has yet to deal with the substantial amendments that may take place here. Among others are, why should the community councils in Anchorage be informed of a prison coming in when the community association in the stables need not be? And the whole issue of what the intent of this bill is going to possibly increase the fiscal note markedly if that passes. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, that deals with the other.
I must say, excuse me, I do want to apologize if I snapped it anymore. It's going to cost money. It's going to cost money. It's not. I just don't think you're going
to. Essentially, in the current form, this is a piece of special legislation. It only affects the municipality of Anchorage. And in effect, the question arises, isn't this a municipal responsibility? Isn't it up to the municipality of Anchorage to inform the community? Because, you know, with the definition, I mean, there's nothing wrong with community council as a nonprofit, voluntary, self-governing association composed of residents, property owners, representatives from nonprofit organizations and other entities located within the geographical area. But when you go on to designated as districts by the assembly, that means you're stuck with essentially Anchorage. Juneau just entertained an ordinance and defeated it. It has community council. Douglas is very live and very much resents having been swallowed by the joint municipality, but they are not recognized as a community council. And under this act, they will not receive any information at all. Same thing with Gustavus. Same thing with the Esther Community Association, which dates back to 1931.
And in many parts of the bill, the same thing with the village councils, mm-hmm. the same thing with the IRAs, and all of the other local governments of the state are not covered at all. And
let me make a suggestion.
So the suggestion is that we use the definition up to that point, and then allow groups fitting that description, which are community councils, existing community councils, to write to the petition, essentially, community regional affairs for listing as a community council, and to be put on the mailing.
So you would just, Mr. Chairman, may I? What I gather you're saying, and we're really taking 6 and 7 together here,
right.
I assume, that we have another section in the bill here defining community council mm-hmm. and expanding the definition here to do what Representative Copeman suggests. To me, that sounds eminently reasonable. I was wondering, Representative Porchot, does that cause you a problem?
I think maybe before you get down to making a decision, you might want to consider a couple of things. One is that each section of the bill relates to a different, in some cases, different entity and different type of notification. And, for example, when the ABC board is meeting, is there any reason for them to notify the community council out there in the chain somewhere about a liquor license application in Anchorage?
No, we're just talking about, this thing, we may have to take the legal counsel to clarify what you're mm-hmm. saying. Legal counsel.
I don't think we do at all. I think we have to decide whether or not. Look, Max, it says here that the board shall send a copy of the agenda of each board meeting at least 10 days before the board meeting to each community council, and then we have a definition.
Well, I think what they meant to say, and it probably needs to have an amendment to that language. It should be to each community council in the judicial district.
Well,
because
that's one way of approaching it, or each community council affected by the ruling, or each community council within 100 miles, or whatever it's going to be. You know?
I would make an amendment. Are we at that point to do that?
Well, I think maybe...
I think we ought to see
where we're going before we make any motions, unless you want to.
Well, what I would... on this definition of community council, I think that what we should do is have the... Legislative Affairs Agency, Legal Counsel, include this amendment at wherever it needs to go in the bill. Since we're amending Title IV, there's got to be a definition in Title IV, a definition in Title 33, a definition in Title 38, etc. Same definition, but including the language suggested by Representative Copeland, or that concept. With respect to what you're saying, Mr. Chairman, it seems to me that that's a different question, but I think that the phrase community council here on page 1, line 15 should be to each community council in the judicial district, because what that particular section refers to is an annual meeting in each judicial district. And it seems to me you should notify the community, if that's the intent, to notify all community councils in the judicial district. As a practical matter, the vast majority of them wouldn't be affected by it.
Well, the problem...
The problem is that this doesn't refer to the annual meeting. It refers to any meeting. And when the board has to meet on a subject...
I see.
You know, it...
You're right.
It could be, as you say, and that may be the way to do a judicial district.
This refers to... My suggestion is, I think that if legal counsel could meet with whoever you designate and Representative Porchot come up with some language, I think that's just a little technicality that we need to clear up with the amendment.
I don't think it's a technicality, really, because when this is just the first of several examples as you go through the bill. The ABC board, let me put it to you this way and see if this is a way that we can begin working on it. Representative Porchot's bill speaks to the community council system that exists in Anchorage, very specifically. There's no other place in the country, in the state that I know of, that has community councils established by municipal charter and ordinance. Does anybody disagree with that so far? Okay. The question would be, do we wish to expand it to include other kinds of community organizations? If the answer is yes, then we have problems to solve. If the answer is no, then I would respectfully suggest that we, put in some little language here that says something that adds up to within the jurisdiction of that community council, or areas that are of concern to that community council. If, on the other hand, we want to broaden it to other kinds of organizations, as Representative Kopanen is suggesting, then maybe a way to do it would be to say something like community council established by a municipal charter or ordinance, or community organization requesting such notification. You know, nonprofit community organization requesting such notification. And again, it would have language in it saying within the area of interest of that association, so that the board is not required to send to every community association. But I do think it's important to break it into two steps, to say that one is the jurisdictional issue and the other is Representative Kopanen's issue as to whether or not it is the intent of the committee to include the other associations. Is that a fair way of presenting
it? May I make a motion that we do it as, that number one, we do include other organizations. That would be the first part of my suggestion. And secondly, I like the suggestion Representative Kopanen made, which is that if a community organization desires to be put on the mailing list, they notify Community and Regional Affairs. And Community and Regional Affairs would keep a master list and just notify Corrections or whoever. And it would be real simple. They just place a call to Community and Regional Affairs, would Xerox the list, and you'd have a mailing list. That's really easy.
Do you have any thoughts on this, Ken?
I have a couple thoughts. One on Representative Grunberg's suggestion on judicial districts. At first, that caught my eye until I realized the last ABC board meeting that I attended in the first judicial district held most of their liquor license application hearings for Anchorage. So the fact that they meet in the judicial districts does not mean the agenda is limited to items on in that judicial district.
Do you or Representative Kopanen have any suggested language that would be more specific or better, and here as Representative Grunberg says, we may need drafting assistance, to describe the phrase, you know, where the subject matter is germane to the jurisdiction of that association? You know, something that would say that they'd be notified if it's relevant to them.
Mr. Chairman, to the best of my knowledge, they don't meet that often. I apologize, I don't know how often the ABC board. I have no problems with the way it's constructed.
Yeah, quarterly.
What?
At least quarterly.
Well, that's what. I agree. I guess that's what I was interpreting as being they don't meet every 2 weeks.
Well, my sense of the cost of sending out these agendas, even if they have to send out, you know, an extra 100 of them, is only going to be $20.
For those reasons, I have no problems with the construction that we have with the insertion of board meeting in on page one. I'm not bothered by that.
Representative Copeland.
Yeah, I have no particular feeling that I can see in DOT, and DOT does make a good faith effort to notify people in the area about after they've made up their mind sometimes about you know, road plans and things like that. But
Mr. Representative Grunberg,
I think that Representative Porchot is absolutely correct. The cost of breaking this down is going to be far more than having a master list and they just mail it.
Okay, then, if I understand what you're all saying here, is you don't object to the occasional sending of these notices to areas where the meeting has no subject, no relevant subject, but that any nonprofit community organization requesting such a notice should be entitled to receive one. Is that correct?
By and large, but I can see in the case of corrections that, it should be within the area the way it's says here. I mean, I'm not entirely sure, you know, why Douglas Community Council would be notified of a prison hearing for sewers. Maybe we should ask the agency to, which would be easier for them. I don't know how that helps.
You mean to ask the ABC folks?
Well, if we can do it in a timely manner.
Yeah, well, I promised the other members that we wouldn't, you know, our votes today are there and so forth, but and we've got the votes among the four of us to carry this through tomorrow, but I did commit myself to the other members to adopt it formally tomorrow so that we will have time to get that information before.
And we have it in form so we know what we're talking about.
Yes, sir, precisely. But once again, for those of us who are here and the sponsor, I'd like to just determine whether we've reached concurrence on those phrases that relate to the ABC board only, and that the only change other than the addition of the word board before meeting, which is going to be inserted in the appropriate places, that or, you know, the board shall send notice of hearing, that's all right, send written notice within 10 days, so that's all right. To add at the end of the sentence there to all, or to any nonprofit community organization requesting such notice.
Mr. Chairman, I think the easiest thing to do would be to do as Representative Porcheau has suggested, and that is have this definition inserted wherever it goes in the bill, and add at the end the language that you and Representative Copeland are talking about. So the term of art in the bill will be community council, but community council will be broadly defined. And I think that you need to talk to legislative council.
Okay, the only thing is that representatives, property owners and representatives from nonprofit associations and other entities, they actually, maybe they have something to do with the Anchorage Community Councils, but they have nothing to do with any other self-governing entity in the state that I know of. Do they, in fact, have an official role in your community council?
From a practical standpoint, no. I don't know of a single community council that I'm aware of that has sub-entities composed of nonprofits.
I think people
I'm not
is
sure
what we're talking about here, resident people.
This comes directly out of the municipal ordinance. They may have wanted to include something, but again, the reality is that it is residents, property owners, within a geographical area.
Do they have to be registered voters?
They don't have to be property owners nor registered voters.
Sir.
I think, therefore, that wherever it says a community council established by municipal charter or ordinance, we strike municipal established by municipal charter or ordinance and say to a community council as defined in, and then add the proper section at the end.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Gruenberg?
I think that but since these are dealing with different titles, you'll have to put a definition in each title. But the legal council can do that, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
I think the way that the definition should say, and legal counsel may have its own idea, but basically to say a legal counsel is such an entity established by local law, or whatever the language is here, or, and you're talking about some kind of a voluntary group, we also allow that to be done, and we need to have another section somewhere that says every municipality having community councils shall send a list to CNRA, and any other voluntary group who wants to do it to be notified shall notify CNRA. So we have a mechanism for the CNRA to be a
I think the association can notify CNRA directly. I don't think you know.
Either way.
I don't know.
Sending
it's a quasi-governmental deal in Anchorage, and there's a central office.
Why don't we put in this requirement that they request notification, though, and that way it wouldn't matter. We wouldn't have to deal with who is going to advise whom or anything else. The responsibility of the community council to advise the ABC board that they want to be on the list.
I'm going to be very parochial and answer that about it, the way it works in Anchorage. Pat, correct me if I'm wrong. These community councils are more or less free-flowing groups.
Right.
They're established by charter and by ordinance in Anchorage.
Right.
But the officers change irregularly or irregularly as the little area I live in doesn't even have the North Star, doesn't have a leader at the moment. Spinard has a good community council. Turning
Who
in
the mail to
Okay, there's a in Anchorage, there's a federation of community councils. It's about a block from where I live. It has its own office. It's staffed by the municipal employees.
And they can request it, right?
Oh, yeah, but I would say that that a municipality may request it, or the individuals may do so. But I'd like to be able to let the municipality in Anchorage, because they'll do it.
Upon request of the municipality or the community organization.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, let me just see if I've got this straight. Representative Kopanen, maybe I could stop continuing to refer to you. We're going to stick with this, that it's your intent, and I don't hear any objection, that all community organizations in the state who request such notification. Okay. Then can't we just say community councils and as defined, and then define community councils as those established by ordinance and any other community association which comes forward and okay, so we'll work with drafting, as you say, on that. That's okay with you? So now we've taken care of ABC board. Anybody who wants to be notified gets to be notified under this bill as far as the ABC board is concerned, if they are a community organization as defined by statute. And it's between today and tomorrow's meeting, Bob Berry, Mr. Porchot, and his staff, and any of you who volunteer will work with drafting on the definition.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
I would like to see this bill go as far as camp. I think it's really important for Anchorage and probably other areas of the state. But what I'm wondering is, if this doesn't seem to particularly have any legal implications within judiciary, if we could request the judiciary waivers.
Well, I think that maybe would be appropriate for you guys to... There's the chairman. Why don't you ask him?
Well,
would you unlock the door to Max, please, on your way? Would you unlock that door?
Well, all of us are just...
You know, within that. I mean, that's the Anchorage we're in.
How about this?
And most of them are.
No,
sure,
not,
yeah, no problem.
Most of them
are
incorporated.
Yeah, with
what was the word again?
Most of them are incorporated. Most of them are 501c3.
We got non-profit. Now, what about this last one?
You got to call
here.
You can choose the accent associated with non-profit.
Oh, okay.
You live in
this
is just from Southport all the time.
No, I'm not. We're sort of getting... Okay, now, before we adjourn, we've got... you want me to just deal with Pat on this, or are you guys going to go? What's the word?
Well, I got to get.
Okay.
So
I've got a speech here that I've 15 minutes late for.
Okay.
But I'd be happy to tonight.
Just ask a couple quick questions
you
here. I guess the rest of it we're under control then, because everything else does say for if it's under the jurisdiction of that and community council. I guess the only thing I want to ask you is about the siting of prison facilities in unincorporated communities where there is a community organization. So is there any objection to adding some sort of a little phrase at the end of line 18, page 3? That would state that, you know, community associations or something, whatever CNRA wants to call it, in non-incorporated communities would be notified, just as the village councils and the municipalities and now the community council would
be
notified. Okay. Any objection from the Department of Corrections? No. Thanks a lot, you guys. I appreciate your time and trouble.
Mr. Chairman, I do think your idea, if we go further than community councils, that are defined by ordinance, that we do keep the burden of proof on those organizations to come. Otherwise, the agencies will have no idea.
I agree, and I think Representative Gruenberg's suggestion that the municipalities be able to request in the name of the community council would eliminate any burden on your council. We would be able to say upon request, but we could say upon request from the municipality or the community organization as defined, you know? Okay? All right.
Thank
any other
much.
Problems? Yes, sir. We're adjourned. 4 o'clock.